إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد فإني أرحب بكم جميعا I welcome all of you. We continue reading from الملخص الفقهي لفضيلة الشيخ الدكتور صالح الفوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات. We're still in a chapter of Zakat, actually the book and the section of the Zakat. باب في إخراج الزكاة. Now this chapter is about giving the zakat. قال الشيخ حفظه الله إن من أحكام أو من أهم إن من أهم أحكام الزكاة معرفة مصرفها الشرعي لتكون أي الزكاة واقعة موقعها وواصلة إلى مستحقها حتى تبرأ بذلك ذمة الدافع. The Sheikh says one of the most important rulings of Zakat is to know its legal channels and all what you need to do in order to give it to those entitled to receive it and also to absorb the giver from the further responsibility. Because keep in mind, Zakat is one of the pillars of Islam, and it is obligatory upon those who fulfill those conditions that we have learned in the previous chapters, the nisab of that which the person owns. Not everything that a person owns has to give Zakat. So alhamdulillah, we learned in the previous chapters what are the properties that entails zakat, and also the nisab, the minimum that a person have, and how much to give, and when, and who receives that. So the Shaykh here, he says it's very important to know these rulings of zakat, who receives it also, so that the zakat gets to the recipients. And the recipients of the zakat are mentioned in the ayah. Once again, we'll give you the ayah 60 in Surat At-Tawbah. The ayah 60 in Surat At-Tawbah, he mentioned the 8 types of recipients of zakat. قال فاعلم أيها المسلم أنه تجب المبادرة بإخراج الزكاة فور وجوبها في المال. فاعلم أيها المسلم أنه تجب المبادرة بإخراج الزكاة فور وجوبها في المال لقوله تعالى وآتوا الزكاة والأمر المطلق يقتضي الفورية. قال والأمر المطلق لم يحدد بعدد من الأيام أو بوقت, قال الأمر المطلق يقتضي الفورية. The Shaykh says a Muslim must hasten to give zakat as soon as it is due on his property. So it is not for the Muslim to just keep the zakat. No, he has to do it as soon as possible, immediately. As soon as the zakat is due on his property. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and give zakat. Allah gave an order to give the zakat. This is an order from Allah. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ and give the zakat. In Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 43. The Shaykh Salih Hafidahullah, Salih Al-Fawzan, he says, this is a general order which indicates hasting to act accordingly. Inam. So whoever has to give the zakat should do it immediately. Should do it immediately. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما خالطت الصدقة مالا إلا أهلكته. Also the Shaykh mentioned the hadith, there is كوليك بالإمام البيهقي رحمه الله on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, zakat is never mixed with a property but ruins it. Meaning the sadaqah. The zakat that a person keeps it and uses it and mix it with other his other wealth. Because that zakat now, it is not, doesn't belong to the person. It is a right for the poor and the needy and those who they deserve to receive the zakat. So he cannot use it for his personal use and mix it with his wealth. قالوا كذلك ولأن حاجة الفقير تستدعي المبادرة بدفعها إليك وفي تأخيرها إضرار به. Likewise, the need of the poor, because the poor people they are in need. That's why they are poor. They're always in need. Those who are poor, they need food, they need many things. So he says, so the need of the poor necessitates a quick giving of zakat, as any delay harms them. They wanted the zakat today, but if a person delayed it a couple of days or weeks, that's harmful for, it causes harm to the poor and the needy, because they need it immediately. قال ولأن من وجبت عليه كذلك الذي وجبت عليه الزكاة هو نفسه رغدة لحلول العوائق الطارئة كالإفلاس والموت فإذا أخرها قد يموت قبل دفعها وإذا أخرها قد يفلس قد يضيع منه المال وذلك يؤدي إلى بقائها في ذمته يعني تبقى في ذمته. The Sheikh says also the person who delayed the zakat, anyone who's obligatory upon them to give the zakat, whether on gold and silver, or on business and trades and goods, or animals, or fruits, or grains and the like, this person, he should not delay giving the zakat, because this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, besides the reasons the Sheikh mentioned, also that person himself is subjected to some afflictions, such as the Sheikh mentioned, iflas, bankruptcy, and death as well. And therefore, zakat will remain as an unfulfilled duty on their liability. They are still liable to give the zakat. Amen. وكذلك يقول الشيخ لأن المبادرة بإخراجها أبعد عن الشح وأخلص للذمة وإخراج الزكاة مرضاة للرب سبحانه وتعالى. Says likewise, hastening to give the zakat keeps a Muslim away from shuh, to be miser and stingy and the like. Because he's given it. But if he's still holding to it, the nafs is attached to wealth. You know, no, he give it. This is not his money. The one who has to pay the zakat, he should know that this is not my money anymore. As related to this life. Now this is a right for others. By the text from the Quran and the Sunnah. And he should give it willingly and being happy. Because who gave him that wealth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah wants only a little bit of it. Not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah huwa al-ghani. Only for people in the community. And it could be his family members, as we're going to learn later on, that to give it to some family members as well. He says, so the zakat keep a person away from being miser and being stingy. And also, by giving it, he's fulfilling his duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore, he's pleasing Allah and obeying Allah. Because this is a command from Allah to give the zakat. So those who give it, they get a lot of rewards. And from that, they show their obedience to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. قال وتجب الزكاة، قال فهذه فلهذه المعاني يجب المبادرة بإخراج الزكاة، لهذه المعاني يجب المبادرة بإخراج الزكاة وعدم تأخيرها، وعدم تأخيرها إلا لضرورة، كما لو أخرها ليدفعها إلى من هو أشد حاجة أو لغيبة المال ونحو ذلك. Says for the aforementioned objectives, a Muslim must hasten to give the zakat due upon him and avoid delaying it. A Muslim should avoid delaying the zakat, except the Sheikh says for illegal necessity. If there is a legal cause that the person delay giving the zakat, and the Sheikh gave an example, he said, such as when the Muslim delays giving the zakat in order to give it to someone who is more entitled to receive it. The Sheikh is going to mention later on the permissibility in the end of this chapter, the permissibility of giving the zakat to other than the people in your area if they are more deserving of it. Because the asr is the zakat to be given to the poor people and the needy in your area, unless the Sheikh says if there are people away from where you are that deserve it more. And he mentioned as an example family members. الأقربون أولى بالمعروف. الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى الزكاة المدفوعة إلى الأقارب زكاة وصلة في نفس الوقت. He says the zakat that is given to the family members who deserve it, not just any family members, not only it is zakat but also it is sila. It shows the ties and of kinship and the like. So the Sheikh says that the Muslim should hasten to give the zakat immediately and do not delay it, except if there is a necessity. And he mentioned, for instance, one, he says, he wants to give it to someone who is more entitled to receive it, or he does not have enough money or the like. For example, someone has gold, or someone has business, but they don't have the money at that time that they should give a zakat. They don't have it. So they can delay until they give it later on, once they have the money, inshaAllah ta'ala. قال فضيلة الشيخ حفظه الله وتجب الزكاة في مال صبي ومال مجنون. وتجب الزكاة في مال صبي ومال مجنون لعموم الأدلة، لعموم الأدلة، ويتولى إخراجها عنهما وليهما في المال، يتولى إخراجهما عنهما وليهما في المال، لأن ذلك حق وجب عليهما تدخله النيابة. Another point the Shaykh mentioned, it is obligatory upon the guardian to give zakat due on the property of a child or a mad person. Even though these two, the child and the mad person, they don't have access to their wealth and their property because they don't know how to use it properly. They don't know how to use it properly. If you give money to a child, what are you going to do with it? Aynam? Or someone who's mad and doesn't have his faculty of intellect and doesn't have sound mind. Now, rather, this is from the beauty of Islam, that a guardian, and of course there is some conditions for that guardian, he will take on that responsibility until the child reach the age where he or she can receive their property and the like. Just because that child have a property and have wealth, they are not exempt from zakat. Okay, because zakat is due on the property, on the wealth. So who pay this? So the guardian of that child or that mad person, they give the zakat on their behalf. The Sheikh Hafidhullah, he says, according to the general meanings of the proofs mentioned, as it is considered a legal duty that can be fulfilled through a representative, because the guardian represents the child, for example. So it's upon them to pay the zakat. قال كذلك ولا يجوز إخراج الزكاة إلا بنية لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإخراج الزكاة عمل هذا عمل كذلك إخراج الزكاة عمل لا بد من نية. He said also that the zakat should be given with intention. A person should know the intention behind giving that wealth. Should know that this is zakat. Because the Prophet ﷺ says deeds depend upon intentions. And the correctness of the deeds and their acceptance is based on the intentions behind them. It's based on the intentions behind them. And giving the zakat, the Shaykh says, is illegal deed. So therefore it requires the niyyah and the intention. قال حفظه الله والأفضل أن يتولى نقطة جديدة والأفضل أن يتولى صاحب المال توزيع الزكاة والأفضل أن يتولى صاحب المال توزيع الزكاة ليكون على يقين من وصولها إلى مستحقيها ليكون على يقين من وصول الزكاة إلى مستحقيها وله أن يوكل من يخرجها عنه قال الشيخ وله كذلك أن يوكل شخصا أو جهة يوكل من يخرجها عنه. He said it is recommended for the owner and is better for the owner of a property to distribute the due amount of his zakat himself. It is better, the Shaykh says, it is better for a person who is entitled to give the zakat, on whom the zakat is due, he said that he give it himself. Okay, that he gives it himself. Why? He said, in order to be sure that it reaches its legal or legally entitled recipients. Amen. Because it is the responsibility of the person. The zakat, it is the responsibility of the person. So you be careful sometimes. You may be in an area, Allahu A'lam, somebody says, look, you hear announcement, oh, so-and-so is collecting zakat. First of all, the Amir al-Muslimin, he's the one who collects the zakat. The ruler of the Muslim, not just individual. And whoever, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on, and whoever was assigned by the ruler himself to collect the zakat. As for somebody make announcement somewhere here or there, or some flyers, or you may find some pamphlets telling you to, okay, we collect zakat. And you need to know who they are. There is a lot of scams these days. You know them. People just like, oh, they collect money in so many ways. If you don't know them, you're responsible. You know, you're responsible. قال وإن طلبها إمام المسلمين دفعها إليه وإن طلبها إمام المسلمين دفعها إليه أو يدفعها إلى الساعي وهو العامل الذي يرسله الإمام لجباية الزكوات. Likewise, the Shaykh says, however, it is permissible for the person to appoint someone to distribute it on his behalf. Okay, and also, if the imam, here meaning the ruler, not the imam of the masjid or the imam in the salat, the imam here, imam al-muslimin, meaning when you hear imam al-muslimin, meaning the ruler of the Muslim ruler, who is the ruler over the Muslims in an area. He says, Sheikh Salah Gudin, he says, if that imam, which is the ruler of the Muslims, asks for zakat or sends his employees, people that work for him, to collect it, then he is to give zakat to that collector, to the person who collects it. قال ويستحب عند دفع الزكاة أن يدعو الدافع والآخذ. He says it is recommended at the moment of giving the zakat that the one who gives the zakat make a dua, and the one who receives the zakat makes a dua as well. They both make dua. And the Shaykh says, فَيَقُولُ الدَّافِعُ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْهَا مَغْنَمًا وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا مَغْرَمًا اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْهَا مَغْنَمًا وَلَا تَجْعَلْهَا مَغْرَمًا. The one who gives the zakat, he will say, oh Allah, makes it a profit and do not make it a loss. Oh Allah, make it a profit and do not make it a loss. وَيَقُولُ الْآخِذُ أَجَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِي مَا أَعْطَيْتُ وَبَارَكَ لَكَ فِي مَا أَبْقَيْتُ وَجَعَلَهُ لَكَ طَهُورًا. So the one who receives the zakat say, may Allah reward you for what you have given, bless your remaining property, and make it a means of purification for you. Okay? May Allah reward you for what you have given, bless your remaining property, and make it means of purification for you. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة التوبة خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم. أي قال الشيخ أي أدعو لهم. الصلاة هنا يعني الدعاء. وصلي عليهم أي أدعو لهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in Surah At-Tawbah verse 103, take, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, from their wealth a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase. Take from them wealth, from their wealth, a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase, and invoke Allah's blessings upon them. And invoke Allah's blessings upon them. وقال عبد الله بن أبي أوفى كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاه قوم بصدقاتهم أو بصدقتهم قال اللهم صلي عليهم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صلي عليهم. متفق عليه. So Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people brought their zakat to him, he used to say, Prophet sallam, he used to say, whenever people bring their zakat to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, we make dua, oh Allah, confer your blessings upon them. Allahumma salli alayhim, oh Allah, confer your blessings upon them. Another point the Shaykh mentioned, I apologize, I didn't give you numbers this time, so you can do that yourself. Okay? قَالَ وَإِذَا كَانَ الشَّخْصُ مُحْتَاجًا وَإِذَا كَانَ الشَّخْصُ مُحْتَاجًا وَمِنْ عَادَتِهِ أَخْذُ الزَّكَاةِ وَمِنْ عَادَةِ هَذَا الشَّخْصِ أَخْذُ الزَّكَاةِ دَفَعَهَا إِلَيْهِ دُونَ أَنْ يَقُولْ هَذِهِ زَكَاةِ لِأَلَّا يُحْرِجَهُ لِأَلَّا يُحْرِجَهُ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحْتَاجًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ عَادَتِهِ أَخْذُ الزَّكَاةِ أَعْلَمَهُ بِأَنَّهَا زَكَاةٌ أَعْلَمَهُ بِأَنَّهَا زَكَاةٌ. Another point the Shaykh mentioned, if the recipient of zakat, the one who deserves to receive the zakat, because zakat is not to be given to anybody, you know, there are certain people and categories of people who deserves to receive the zakat. So now the Shaykh, he says, he gives us some etiquette from the akhlaq of the Islam and the Muslimin. He says, if the recipient of zakat is in bad need, and he is one of those who usually take zakat, the giver should give it to him without pointing out that it is of zakat. Without pointing out that it is from zakat. In order, why not to embarrass that person? In order not to embarrass that person, he knows he needs it, and he takes it before he gives it to him. Faddal, bismillah. However, if the one receiving zakat is in bad need also, and he is not of those who usually take zakat, the giver should give it to him, pointing out to him that it is of zakat. This is zakat. Qala, another point. والأفضل إخراج زكاة كل مال في بلده على الأفضل على الشيخ والأفضل إخراج زكاة كل مال في بلده بأن يوزعها على فقراء ذلك البلد الذي فيه المال ويجوز نقلها إلى بلد آخر لمصلحة شرعية ويجوز نقلها إلى بلد آخر لمصلحة شرعية كأن يكون له قرابة محتاجون ببلد آخر أو من هم أشد حاجة ممن هم في البلد الذي فيه المال لأن الصدقات كانت تنقل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة فيفرقها في فقراء المهاجرين والأنصار. The Sheikh says, it is better to give zakat to the poor people of the same town or village or the area where the property is. When he says here the poor, usually they say the poor, but keep in mind that there are 8 categories of people who deserve the zakat. So the Shaykh says, Al-Afdal, what is better, that the giver of the zakat, he gives his zakat in the area where he lives, where his property is. That's where he gives the zakat. In the area where the zakat is, that property that zakat is taken from actually is. Yet, he said it is permissible to transfer zakat to another place for illegal interest. However, it is permissible to give it where you are or to send it somewhere else, to give it in another area. If there is a reason, the Shaykh said, if there is a reason for that. And he can mention some examples, such as when the giver has some poor relatives living in another place. Because they have more rights. Al-aqrabuna awla bil-ma'ruf. The people who, your relatives, they deserve more of your help and your assistance. He said, such as when the giver has some poor place or have some poor relatives that lives in another place. Or, also, another reason, valid reason the Shaykh mentioned, or when those in the same place, or when the poor people living in another place are in need of zakat more than those in the same place where the property is. For maslaha, for those who have more need. Qala, and this is because the charities used to be transferred to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, be carried to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, and he sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to distribute them among the poor of the Muhajirun and the Ansar. Used to give them to the poor among the Muhajirun and the Ansar. Another point the Shaykh mentioned, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ وَيَجِبُ عَلَى إِمَامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَعْثُ السُّعَاتِ قُرْبَ زَمَنِ وُجُوبِ الزَّكَاةِ لِقَبْدِ زَكَاةِ الْأَمْوَالِ الظَّاهِرَةِ. مثال, قال حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ كَسَائِمَةِ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ وَالزُّرُوعِ وَالثِّمَارِ لفعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفعل خلفائه رضي الله عنهم من بعده وجرى عليه عمل المسلمين. He says the Muslim ruler must send the collectors of zakat a little before the due time of zakat, to take the zakat due on the observable property, such as the animals of grazing livestock. Okay? Likewise, crops and fruits. As this is done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and by the Khulafa al-Rashidun after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radiyallahu anhum, and also this was the action of the Muslim rulers after them, after the Khulafa al-Rashidun. ولأن من الناس أيضا من لو ترك لم يخرج الزكاة. سبحان الله. من الناس من لو ترك لم يخرج الزكاة ومنهم من يجهل وجوب الزكاة. أي نعم، من الناس من يجهل وجوب الزكاة فيسال السعاة لجبيها، فيه تدارك لهذا الخطر، وفي بعث السعاة أيضا تخفيف على الناس وإعانة لهم على أداء الواجب. Sheikh, now he gives some reason, the reason why the Muslim ruler sent people to collect the zakat. He says, he do that since some people do not give zakat unless they are asked to. You see? Some people don't give the zakat unless they are asked, give you zakat. While others are ignorant of the obligation of zakat upon them. It may be people have property, wealth, but they don't know the obligations of zakat. So sending the collectors of zakat avoids such a danger. People falling into a danger, whether by them not wanting willingly to give the zakat, or by them being ignorant of the obligation of zakat that is due on their property that they own. And also this also lightens difficulties for the Muslims and helps them fulfill their legal obligations. Also, it makes it easy when the Muslim rulers send the collectors. So those Muslims, alhamdulillah, they give their zakat, whatever they give, mashallah, they don't have to find someone or to look. Aynam. ثم قال الشيخ في ختام هذا الفصل قال حفظه الله والواجب على المسلم إخراج الزكاة عند وجوبها كما سبق من غير تأخير ولا تردد والواجب على المسلم إخراج الزكاة عند وجوبها كما سبق من غير تأخير ولا تردد ويجوز تعجيل إخراج الزكاة قبل وجوبها لحولين فأقل لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعجل من العباس صدقة سنتين كما روى أحمد وأبو داود. He said, it is obligatory upon every Muslim on whom zakat is due to give zakat at its due time without hesitation or delay. Without hesitation or delay. And it is permissible to give zakat 2 years or less before its due time. However, it is permissible to give zakat before its due time, 2 years or less. For the Prophet ﷺ asked his uncle, Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, to give zakat due upon him for 2 years in advance. And this is the right of Imam Muhammad and Abu Dawood. رحمهم الله. And actually today I asked the Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Junayd, حفظه الله, he said yes, it is permissible if there is a need for that. For instance, a person have to give the zakat and he knows the property they have and he knows how much he will give the zakat. But this person, he's not going to give the zakat until months from today. But somebody is in very need. A family going through hardship. Somebody needs help very bad. And immediately, yes, it's permissible for that person to give his zakat before the due time for it to help and assist those in need. قَالَ فضيلة الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله، فيجوز تعجيل الزكاة قبل وجوبها إذا انعقد سبب الوجوب عند جمهور العلماء، عند جمهور العلماء، سواء كانت زكاة ماشية أو حبوب أو نقدين أو عروض تجارة، إذا ملك النصاب، إذا ملك النصاب. وترك التعجيل أفضل خروجا من الخلاف، وترك التعجيل أفضل خروجا من الخلاف. The Sheikh concludes this chapter by saying, so it is permissible for those upon whom zakat is due to give it in advance before its due time. So it is permissible for those upon whom zakat is due to give it in advance before its due time, whether it is due on cattle, grains, gold and silver, or trade goods, when the giver has the nisab. When the giver have the nisab. However, the Sheikh says, however, it is recommended not to give zakat in advance in order to avoid the khilaf, the dispute and disagreement among the scholars over the permissibility of this act, meaning the permissibility of giving the zakat in advance. And by this we come to an end to this chapter. Once again, it was about certain rulings that anyone, any Muslim should know, especially those who they have to pay the zakat. They have to pay the zakat. They need to know that these rulings and regulations that we get, alhamdulillah, for the rest of the time that we still have, the remainder of the time, we're gonna, inshallah ta'ala, review together this ruling that we have learned in this class. Just to remind you of the upcoming chapter of the instill in the zakat, we have two more chapters to finish this section of zakat and go to the fasting, as-siyam. The next chapter was fi bayani ahli zakati wa man la yajuzu daf'u zakati lahum. So we've been telling you about you've been hearing the Sheikh mention the people who deserve to receive the zakat, the recipients of the zakat. There is a whole chapter just about them, the entitled recipients of zakat, and with that, those who is not permissible for them to give the zakat. Those is not permissible for them to give the zakat. That's what we're going to study, inshallah, next Monday. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.